Через 15 минут здесь начнет твориться история.
In 15 minutes, history will be made here.
Через 10 минут начнет твориться история.
In 10 minutes.
Цепочка каббалистов начинается с Авраама где-то в древнем Вавилоне 3500 лет назад.
And at the time when ego divided the person, Abraham places his tent in front of anybody that wishes and starts to teach them that in that will serve as a foundation of the wisdom of Kabbalah in the future. How to unite and unite humanity. How to come to perfection. This is how the nation was born, with Abraham at its head. 2,000 years ago. Many years of war. And at that time, in a small cave in the north of Israel, Rabbi Shimon and his students are writing the Zohar, an eternal book. Here and then, beyond the cave, humanity is plunged into darkness. The book is hidden until the time comes for it to be revealed. At the end of the 16th century, again, a new soul is born into our world, the Holy Ari. He is given the ability to reveal Kabbalah and adapt it to the masses. Ari brings light back into the world. From that moment on, anyone can study this wisdom, and all of us are responsible for realizing it. How to unite our hearts as one. The beginning of the 20th century, the Second World War. People are driven by herds to their deaths. And at this moment, specifically during this period, the Baal Sulam is teaching, and he sees that this is the beginning of the egoistic development of humanity, or the end of it. Everything that Rabbi Shimon and the Ari, all the holy writings are brought into one teaching. We are part of one body, one organ, we just need to reveal it. Baal Sulam's first son continues the work of his father, filling his text with new feeling. And by this we teach each person the ability to reveal the spiritual world. When egoism comes to its peak and the wisdom of Kabbalah is obligated to be disseminated to the whole world, a new student arrives, Michael Lightman. At the age of 30, he comes to Rabash and becomes his closest student and friend. Over 13 years, he is with him until his last day. Rabash leaves a system for our generation, a clear system of steps of attaining the spiritual world, the height of eternal perfection. In 1995, 10 students begin to gather once a week in Michael Lightman's apartment. A year later, they become 40. Every year, month to month, from week to week, more and more students come to learn the wisdom of unity. 2003, Michael Lightman is invited to lecture in all the preceding cities. The halls are overflowing. In 2005, Michael Lightman becomes part of the World Wisdom Council. He speaks before an audience of 5,000 people. Then those words of Baal Sulam and the unity of the world are pronounced before him. Tour in America, Canada, Europe, the most prestigious разрозненных связей между телевизионными станциями, повторяет он неизменно. С 2009 года Михаил Лайтман активно разрабатывает. From 2009, Michael Lightman develops a program of the integral education of humanity. He presents to UNESCO, and she hears, and he hears an answer that you are right, but it's important for him to be heard today and not in the future. Here he talks about only the system of integral education. This is a law that's between people and between countries. Встречается с лауреатом Нобелевской премии Эли Визелем, известным телеведущим Ларри Кингом. Благодаря огромным усилиям учеников запускается новый... Thanks to the great efforts of his students, the Channel 66 has started. And through this channel, people see and feel the theme of unity, and they connect to the source of goodness. With the launch of the channel across the country, various study campuses are launched as well. And across Russia, Colombia, Sweden, 62 countries are connecting to Israel in a common desire to turn humanity into one organism. In parallel to the organization of Kabbalah for the nation, a movement, Aravut, is born, which organizes discussions around the country about how to live together as one family. Every year and every day and every hour, we transmit love to the nation. Today, Rav Lightman leads an international organization of Bnei Baruch with students from all over the continents and different nationalities. And this organization is an example of the humanity, of how it will look like in the future. And it functions due to this principle of love that sooner or later will reach the entire humanity.
Connected together and we Labą dieną, mėly draugai.
Hello, dear friends.
Мы рады вас приветствовать на международной кабалы конгрессе. И сейчас, когда говорю международное какое-то ощущение непростое, а вот в сердце, потому что по-настоящему сейчас
this international this congress is truly international with countries from all over the world participating.
I would like to take you. We're back in Vilnius again, so welcome everyone again. 5.5 years ago, in the same town, we had an incredible congress that has changed personally my life and many lives of the friends who are in this hall. It was a congress when the first time we were sitting in the circles. It was a congress when we first time had the seminars together, where we were scrutinizing and trying to find the common answer. So now I would like to ask all of you to open your hearts. We made a special video. It's full of joy and full of happiness. I want to take all of us back what happened 5.5 years ago, and those friends will share their impressions to all of us. So please look at the screens.
Это не просто видео.
It's not just a video. Let's emerge, submerge ourselves into what happened 5 years ago. And this chain of congresses up until this day. Let's listen to what the friends in the clip are saying. And let's think about those friends who have not yet arrived. I had a sensation that a special correction would come from Europe. I also felt that there's this Europe and a lot of people that come from there, and they're like us, but different and better. We used to participate in the lessons, but we never had circles where we could talk and discuss amongst each other. I remember when we were sitting in circles and didn't break down into languages. We had a few friends that spoke different languages, other languages, and behind them there were women that were translating to them. We never repeated such a thing. Ralph has annulled it, but it was amazing to listen to a friend speaking his own language. These circles gave us a sensation of unification between Europe, within Europe, between Russian speakers, Asia, South Africa, United States. The sensation that I had was the greatest break from the old form was this new form.
I felt myself feeling as a participant of the process. Congress has started a new path for everyone.
I remember that it was very difficult for me internally. I remember trying to escape from that with duties. But now I understand that we have stepped upon a certain step.
Something very new, and it went through the flesh.
A sensation truly of a very strong connection between different regions.
I remember we didn't sleep there at all. Every night was like another day of the Congress. And we felt that these 3 days are like one day when we're all together.
These internal sensations of forgetting about yourself and thinking about the friends. And each excerpt that we read reminded me of more and more friends. And when an hour and a half has passed, I felt this incredible internal concentration, and the Congress was really moving forward.
This world seemed like heaven to us. But don't we know who sends these things? I know, and you know.
I understood that. There's nothing that I can do with myself. Here, I can anchor my life in.
It's like at every Congress, a song was written of its own. Learning to unite.
Большое спасибо. Впечатлили наши.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks to.
Are very impressed.
Several of our friends from Moscow. This place where we're at now, this Congress in Vilnius, is always a turning point. As our friend Senka says, this is the point where everything happens.
Мы перевернули всю нашу обучение и раскрыли семинар. Мы сели вместе.
Several years ago, here we have revealed something called the seminar, and we started communicating with one another. Today, here and now, we will discover what is a ten.
Я даже не знаю, как сказать.
Облачиться. I don't even know how to say this. This ten will envelop everyone's heart. all of the participants. And we have a surprise for you. We already have one ten, a formed ten, a real ten, as one heart. And this is the ten of Europe. We would like to invite this ten, and we want it to be a present for you, a gift. Friends, please come. The group of Lithuania. Lithuania was always the strongest group of the Baltics.
Next is Italy.
Italy!
Friends, I met in Vilnius Congress 5 years ago. And first time I felt that they are my friends. You, my friend. You become as example how to unite all Europe. Italy.
Holland. Hey. Holland, you see? Hollandia.
I want to speak about this group that I feel very close to them. And usually the people think that the people from Holland are good. I can tell with all my heart, because I felt them, that they are very warm. The warmest. I love you.
Please welcome Estonia.
Oh! Dear Tulemast, Eesti, Estonia. A very small country, cold country, but very warm-hearted, huge heart. And these friends every day in the morning lessons, so melting away, you know, this family, this warm family. It's so nice meeting them every time. And all the time, all the congresses we met with the Estonian group, it's really amazing. We love you, Estonia, friends.
Germania, Germany, ho!
Herzlich willkommen, Deutschland! Germany, it's a special place. I'm from Estonia. But when I come to German friends, I feel myself like I'm home. This is Kabbalah. This is Kabbalah. When you are feeling yourself all over the world like you're at home. So this is very warm friends, which giving you this feeling of the home.
Please welcome Poland!
Olsza!
Serdecznie, witamy Polska! Without Poland, we were not here because they were the rooted and Bala Sulam teach there the first time and there are very big lights in this country. So thank you, Poland.
Latvia! Где это?
Лапилудзам Латвия! There are 60 great Kabbalists. Our brothers and sisters, one of them really helped me in my first steps. Ray Lahai.
Hungary!
Hungary!
Welcome, Hungary. Udvorzoljuk Magyarország. I think it's the most difficult language in the world. But when you see this good man, Nandor, it's the language of heart speaking, and there's no words needed. So welcome, Hungary.
España!
Bienvenido, España. The smiling group, and even my heart is smiling when I see them on the screen every single morning. And Spain gave so big Kabbalist for us, like him.
Kazakhstan!
Yes, it is Kazakhstan. That's the best group, 70 years old. I go and present each morning lesson. This is an example we have to follow. This is amazing. That's the best group in the world, Kazakhstan! Oh.
Dear friends, what a tenor. I'm Kazakh. And these are my beloved European ten, beloved friends. European friends called, named this Congress from chaos to harmony. And they say, this is what Europe needs. And I would like to add, this is what the whole world needs, the harmony. The beauty that harmony exists in this very moment between all of us, brothers and sisters, in this place. But we need to feel it. We have to feel it. And if you don't feel it, no worry. This is why we're here. That's why we're here to study how we're going to make it. And we can do it together, all of us. Лихай.
Да, спасибо, но...
That's right, thank you. But of course you understand that this is a small part of Europe. And the whole world of the friends that came here. We want to invite everyone, all the participants from each country. Let us invite all of them.
Russia, Russia,
Ukraine, Belarus, United Kingdom,
United States of America, Sweden, France, Austria, Finland, Norway,
Czech Republic, Slovakia, Serbia,
Croatia, New Zealand,
мы уходим в море, корабль уже готов. Не знаю, увидим.
Гана,
Кеничи, please join us.
Давайте, друзья, поднимем намерение паруса. И пусть наш корабль выйдет в слияние по небесам. На земле откроем, задержим новый свет, ведь каждый имеет достоин, весь мир, а не континент. Давайте, друзья, все вместе на новой земле сойдем, там хлебом нам станут песни, и храмом любви наш дом.
Спасибо, спасибо большое всем.
Thank you, dear friends, to all of our countries. Let's clap our hands for all of these great friends.
У нас есть большое-большое желание.
We have a great desire to understand, to discover what is a ten. We can't do it without our dear teacher, Michael Lightman. Let's welcome him to open our Congress today. Our teacher. So, I hope that we hear now in our great gathering together huge amount of people from so many countries. A lot of us have come to this through many years. And I hope that today we will make a huge leap forward. I think we're ready for it. And if we would really want to, it will happen. I wish for all of us success in our unity, because upwards means closer to each other. We need to do this, and this is what we'll be doing now. Let's begin our first lesson and gradually enter into what is called the Congress, a gathering.